السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Monday morning, the 13th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding with the 13th of January, 2025. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يد الله على الجماعة, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aapa with Aafiyat. Allah accept all your khidmat of deen, and may the Ummah benefit from all the beautiful advices rendered by your good self. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawla Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Dawood Munli. And thank you very much to our brother here, Bonface. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rajab, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we complete and conclude chapter number 41, Surah 41 of the Noble Quran, inshaAllah. That is Surah Hamim As-Sajda and Surah Fussilat. And the verses we will concentrate on today is 52, 53 and 54. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Qul, you address them, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the polytheists. Qul ara'aytum. Ara'aytum means akhbiruni. So what? You must inform me, O people, O non-Muslims. In kana min indillah. If this message is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and definitely it is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Thumma, subsequently, thereafter, kafartum bihi, and you reject it. You reject the Quran Sharif. You reject Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You reject Islam. So what will happen? Man adwallu, who can be more astray than that person, mimman huwa fi shiqaqin ba'id, than that person who is fi shiqaqin ba'id. He is in one group, one sect, and far, far away from the truth. So he himself decided he does not want to follow the truth, as I'll explain to you just now in the news and interviews. So he's gone far, far away. So who is to blame for that? So that person must then blame himself and blame nobody else. Almighty Allah daily is showing us signs within ourselves, signs in the universe, signs in Los Angeles, and signs in all other parts of the world. So nurihim, soon we will show them ayatina, our signs, our symbols, fi afil afaqi. Afaq is the plural of ufuq. So on the different horizons, in the different parts of the world, وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, and within themselves. How weak we are, but so arrogant we are. We can't even control our cough, our yawning, our sneezing, our sleeping. We're reading a book and the book falls down because we're so tired, exhausted, fatigue, exhaustion has overtaken us. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, and we human beings are the greatest, best computer. Today people are dazzled and mesmerized with this cell phone and this laptop and this machine. You human being, you were, you are, you always will be the masterpiece of Allah Ta'ala's creation. This entire planet is created for your benefit, and the whole world for your benefit. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا وفي أنفسهم, and within yourselves. Look at our eyes, our ears, and head to toe, what we know and what we don't know. حتى يتبين له, so much so it become manifest to them, أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that it, remember the Quran Sharif. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can also refer to him, the Master alayhi salam. Oh, it can refer to Islam, remember, it is the only truth. So remember that Islam is the only truth. Quran Sharif is the only constitution and divine book and scripture that has been untouched, meaning no addition, no omission, no interpolation. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah jalla wala. Awalam yakfi bi rabbik, that is it not sufficient for you, that your sustainer, nourisher, provider, annahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed, that he himself bears testimony to it, he himself bears witness to it. We say that this person has a very strong case, so and so people are the witnesses there, they are the eyewitnesses. So if we have so much conviction in people, how come we don't have confidence and conviction in Almighty Allah? Allah, behold, remember, innahum fi miryatim, the truth of the matter is they always doubtful, rejecting min liqai rabbihim, in meeting their sustainer, nourisher, provider. Beautiful, wonderful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man ahabba liqaa Allah ahabba Allahu liqaahu, who loves meeting Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, ahabba Allahu liqaahu, Allah jalla wala loves meeting him. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ, whoever detests and hates and despises meeting Almighty Allah, Allah jalla wala hates him and detests that person as well. Allah, behold, you call it harfu tanbih. You know, when we were in primary school, so always students, you know, youngsters especially, we up to some mischief, we don't pay attention. So the teacher would say, I want your undivided attention. This is something extremely important. So yeah, Almighty Allah is drawing our attention. Allah, behold, so all of you pay attention. Innahu, verily He, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, bi kulli shay'in muhit, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the only one, that everything is under His control, and He has absolute control, knowledge, and everything is encompassed by Him, and everything is controlled by Him. Nothing is obscured from His power, His majesty, His sovereignty. So everything is encompassed by His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Chapter 41 has reached the end. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will start chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura. And inshallah, we make dua that Almighty Allah gives us tawfiq to continue right till our last breath on this earth. What had happened was that I came down early. That's what I'm going to do now, because the time is going later and later. And I told Bonface to inform Mawlana Salim that I'm reading my sunnahs. I don't know what message he sent, but anyway, so therefore I was here when Mawlana said it's over to you, but I was reading my sunnahs for Fajr. We'll do that every day now, inshallah al-Aziz. And once I'm sitting here, then inshallah Bonface will send a message to Mawlana, and then we'll continue, inshallah al-Aziz. So sorry about that. I think there was some miscommunication from our Bonface side to Mawlana Salim. No problem, small thing that is. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is today's news, views, interviews on the 13th of Rajab 1446. And what is the news, views, interviews? Today, remember, is the Gaza genocide. And today is day number 465. And in Russia, Ukraine, remember, it is day number 1054. So these are the news. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we say Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillah Kathira, wa Subhanallah Bukrata wa Asila. A very bad weekend for the Jutlas, the Haramis, you must remember. 18 of their Jutlas dispatched straight to hell during the weekend. And remember that many of them, 25 or more, were injured and on the waiting list to get roasted, toasted in the hellfire. We say good riddance to you, and we have no sympathy, empathy for you, harami, war criminals. Now in Los Angeles, things are happening, and things are getting hot again. Allahumma zidhum adhaban shadida. Ya Allah, you increase your punishment for the Americans and the people in California, Los Angeles. They hate Islam and make a mockery of Islam, as Alex explain to you. Now they are worried about the Getty Art Library, that also might get burnt and so forth. That has all the Van Gogh and Rembrandt and all that, you know, architecture and all the images there and so forth and what have you. This somebody sent to me yesterday. He sends me very good information. I won't take his name, but you know, just now he'll feel shy and so forth and so on. So let me just give you one more news. So the looters want to take chances there in LA, you see, Los Angeles. So 20 of them were already arrested and so forth and so on. And two guys came and they wore the uniform of guys who were firefighters, and they caught them. They wanted to burgle a home because the owners ran away and so forth and so on. Let me give you three incidents, Muslims. Iman taza ho jayega. It will enhance, increase our iman. And for you non-Muslims who are awake and listening, it's an invitation for you. There's no religion on this earth that will be acceptable by Almighty Allah except Islam. You know, now and then there in Los Angeles, they have this award and this reward for their films and so forth and so on. So 1-2 days or few days before last week's disaster, calamity, catastrophe there in L.A., So they had. So they said, this film won so many votes, this film won so many votes. And they had a film, it was called God, the Creator of the Universe. And it received 0 votes. So the person who was the MC said, yes, this LA is a godless place, and therefore there's no votes. And all of them started laughing and making a mockery. Where you talk of God in the 21st century and so forth? Istihza, as the Quran calls it. They mock and they trivialize this whole issue. And after the 1-2 days, then the disaster struck. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. In few hours, Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed you. So who is the creator of the universe? America, Trump, or you morons, or Biden, or Clinton, or Bush, or Obama? Remember, Allah is teaching you such a lesson. Trump said, one of the worst disasters in the history of America. Second one, I sent it out yesterday on my status, you know. So one place that the whole house, everything burned, the whole library, everything burned. Then some people went there when everything was reduced to ashes, and they came nearer and nearer, and they saw one book, and they saw it is the Quran Sharif, an English translation. They could not believe it, these non-Muslims. And they said, no, must be it was covered somehow, you know, fire proof, what have you. So this one person then took it there where a fire was raging on, and he placed the Quran Sharif there to see what happens. Everything around it burnt, but the Quran Sharif untouched. Then he went to show his people, and then it turned to 50, hundreds and 1,000 and more people embrace Islam. They went to the Imam and so forth, you see. This is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Sanurihim Ayatina Fil Afaq. Your lesson today, we will show them our signs in different parts of the world, different cities, different countries, different continents, and so forth and so on. Everything is burning. Whether that masjid is still there or not, Allah alone knows. But for 1 week or 4 or 5 days, that masjid, white masjid, Masjidul Haq, was standing there to show the Americanos and the Yankees and the war criminals that your success will not be amongst your Republicans and Democrats. Both parties are biggest haramis and stooges of the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Your success lies only come there to the masjid. Embrace Islam. The Imam, Allah is waiting. Allah is inviting you, and the Imam is waiting for you. So come towards Islam. Come towards the teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Free Gaza spray painted there in a synagogue in Italy. So there they kill one Egyptian, and the Muslims, and the Arabs, and people of justice. They were then marching, protesting, and the Jutlas are terrified. The Jutlas, you Jews, you are the scum of this earth. You are a nation. Allah will continue punishing you right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. The world perception has turned against you. Go ask Lapid, the leader of the opposition in Israel. He himself said, internationally, Palestine has a greater status and rank compared to Israel. So remember that they said it is an anti-Jew protest and demonstration. So anything you do, you don't like it in Italy, pack up and go. Nobody is saying you must stay there. So the Chabad, however the hell you pronounce it, Chabad, the Chabad, there in LA, as now they are paupers and beggars, now they're raising money for the Jutlas and Jutlis. They lost their homes, they lost their income, the insurance company said, we're not going to pay you a cent, and so forth and so forth. So they're raising money for the Jutlas in LA and so forth. That's all they want, that they must love and they must have domination domination and supremacy. Well, we got a message for you, Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So remember that. You want it, we'll play it how you want it. So Israel will withdraw their troops now from Gaza. Only 1 week left. And they know that there has to be movement made. You know what Trump said regarding him, Bibi Netanyahu. He is the son of a bee, the opposite of a dog. So therefore, he's not going. Bibi says, hey, this guy insulted me already. How can I go to the inauguration? So he doesn't want more insults. So there will be some exchange of prisoners this week, inshallah. Israeli siege in northern Gaza in the past 100 days led to 5,000 Palestinians being martyred and murdered by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the baby killers, the war criminals. In the Haaretz is written, the Israelis want the war to continue, the government, Bibi and them, even after the hostage exchange and so forth. So you see, they're a murderous nation. Let me tell you two things here. This is my own assessment, right? So, my opinion, I'm entitled to it. You agree with it, you disagree, it's up to you. You see, Israel wants to exterminate, annihilate the Palestinians. But in the process, they're exterminating, annihilating themselves. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan. And the plan of Allah is the one that will always be victorious and implemented. So Israel has lost all standing in the world, and the Palestinians are the ones who are the victims, and the whole historic Palestine will go to Palestinians, and Israelis will be kicked out unless you live there under our rule. So you better start packing up now, you Jutlas, Haramis. 1 million, 2 million are already packing up and leaving and so forth, and the others are injured and so forth. Same thing with Trump and America. Make America great again. There's no America great again, so everything you'll polarize. Politics, some this way, some that way, 50% this way, 50% that way, Republicans and Democrats. Then on racial lines you'll polarize. Then on religion you'll polarize. Everywhere you'll polarize. And Trump is a madcap, remember. He will pull out from NATO. He's going to set up a meeting with Putin. He fears Putin. He knows Putin will finish them up. See, yeah, this is your Western society. This is what your press says. You Muslims should wake up and write this lady's name. Catherine Franke, F-R-A-N-K-E. Frank, like, you know, and put E in the ink. And so Catherine Franke. She spent 25 years as a lecturer in Columbia University, pro-Palestinian, and she says we must stand for justice. So now they want to bribe her up and so forth and so on. She said, no, I will not come back. Yeah, the environment here at the university is toxic now, that you're supposed to be free thinkers, people who have opinions, but yeah, when we share our opinion on Palestine, then you want to intimidate us and you want to tell, you know, threaten us and so forth. So that is your Columbia University, the people who are sponsoring, or the governments and so forth, you know, subsidy. So they threaten them. Trump to prosecute his political opponents. So Biden says, how the hell can that happen in America? So that's outrageous. So where, what happened to freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of movement? So all that is just cheap talk. You must remember that. So Trump and Putin to speak very soon, and maybe they will meet also. Bibi and Biden spoke yesterday, both war criminals, both haramis, both a disgrace to their nation and people. In Saudi Arabia, 10 Pakistanis who are staying there in Saudi, they are residents there, they got iqama, permanent residence, or temporary residence. So they were caught and they arrested for selling counterfeit gold bars. 10 Pakistanis. Can you believe that? اپنی قوم کو بدنام کر دیا. Forever, wherever they go, they disgrace Pakistan, you know. They make Pakistan not Pakistan. They make it impure. You know that guy is a wrestler or whatever you call him, Khabib, you know, Muslim guy from Russia. So the world champion, unbeaten. So he was removed from a plane, the Alaska Airlines and so forth and so on. Because he was there, he had his seat, everything. They told him, move here, move here. He said, no, I won't move. I paid for the seat here and so forth. So then they removed him. So that is what they do, even if you're a world champion, but you're a Muslim. He must sue them. Sue Alaska Airlines and so on. Sue them for million and billion and so forth. Nigeria, they mass firing 16 civilian innocent people killed by mistake by the Nigerian army. They thought that these are militants and terrorists and they shot the wrong people. A bunch of idiots, you know. Anyway, it's not the first time they're doing it. So many times it happens and so forth and so on. Saudi Arabia, they want to just spend money so that they can look as the good guy, but you're not the good guy, you're a Najdi. And Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. So therefore you can never be good guy as far as your government and it goes. So Saudi said, tell the world all sanctions must be removed from Syria. They had a big meeting there in the weekend there in Riyadh, and now they want to be like the spokesperson for the world, you know. So the Western governments are haramis, you know that. If you don't know what's the meaning of harami, it means a bee, illegitimate child, and a big bee. They say, no, we want to see that this Islamic government and Muslims, will they be all inclusive and so forth? Is Israel all inclusive? So are your 10-pot dictators there in Saudi and Emirates all inclusive? All haramis, these people. Iran, remember, they humiliated America one more time again. So an Iranian who was held there in the Italy, in the jail day in Italy, was sent home yesterday. Maybe he's at home already in Iran. And that person was arrested at the behest and request of America and so forth. Malala Zay, the Murtadda, the Munafika, she says that she won this prize, she was paid to say all these things. So remember, don't get carried away, you ladies and men who are modernists and don't understand. So total Murtadda she is. Remember, she says no Muslim government must recognize Taliban in Afghanistan. They don't even consider the women as human beings. Now you tell me, is that a fair statement or it is propaganda? So they want to protect the honor of the women. They must not become the prostitutes of the West and so forth and so on. Like the other countries, you must remember that. They want, they must run around with bikinis and stikinis, interact with every male and smile with them. So they have the greatest mujahideen on the earth today with Palestine. So that is what Afghanistan did. Make special dua, we only have 1 week left. So sign the petition for our honorable sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. All of us should try our level best. In this week, inshallah, she must be released and sent back to Pakistan. So as Muslims, let us do our duty with beauty. Let us come back home to South Africa and give you the news, views and interviews. South Africa has lost the tourism plot. South Africa is no more the top destination in Africa. So the top one is Morocco. Morocco is overtaking all countries in Africa and it is number one. Number two is Egypt. South Africa is far behind them. So it shows, courtesy of ANC, there also we have lost. Pretoria in 11 days time, you won't have water, Chwani, whatever, Pretoria, for 24 hours. Just check with your counselor, they say maintenance and so forth. Listen to this. You know, on Saturday, the ANC had a big bash. They had the celebration of their birthday, 113 years, in the Khayelitsha Stadium. The Jews were absent. No rabbi was there, no Jewish leader was there, no one. So the Jews are now very upset with ANC. And so you're upset with ANC, you're upset with, go to hell. Leave South Africa. You're not doing us a favor. Pack up and go away. We got no need for you, yeah? So remember, you are a cancer to the world. So remember that you're an opportunist. You know that. So under apartheid, you were the one that were oppressing us, non-whites, and now you want this. So pack up and go. Go to Israel, go to America, go to Canada, go to hell. For what we care, you must remember that. The Zulu kings, they forever got problems there. So now his new marriage, they're going to go land up in court and so forth. So there's king business. If you have asked me, they must just abolish all this. We taxpayers are paying for all this. End of the day, through a travesty of injustice. So remember that today our program, 8:30 to 9, Mozaid will interview me. Our topic will be Los Angeles and the fire and inferno. Alhamdulillah. Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, we will start with the 8th juz, the 8th part of the Noble Quran. And 1:30 to 2, we start again with Surah Fatiha and the opening verses, remember, of Surah Fatiha, chapter 1. And insha'Allahul Aziz, see one news. Yesterday I spoke to my honorable sister, my niece in Trichardt. So no electricity there. They got a generator, they got solar, nothing working. Why? So much rain, overcast conditions, so the solar doesn't work. They stole the cables, so electricity doesn't work. So everything in darkness. Last night, the whole of Trichardt next to Secunda, Bethal, King Road. So that is our South Africa. A and C, another night in candlelight. You know how it goes. So that is how we work in South Africa. Maulana Salim, we have 25 minutes, inshallah. So let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, my friend is 7 months expecting. Recently, she and her husband were arguing, and he told her that she should go to her father's house so that she can realize how easy her husband has made her life from what it was. Does this constitute a talaq?
Remember, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we should take cognizance of the fact and remember, if the husband tells his wife, pack up, take your bags, get out, go to your parents' place, we won't say automatically a divorce takes place. The divorce will only take place if he, the husband, made intention of divorce at that time there. Certain words we have are called al-alfazu sariha, clear-cut, explicit words. He uttered the word divorce or talaq and so forth in the present tense or past tense, so then the divorce will take place. He can't say, no, he didn't make intention. The words are clear-cut. But when he uses ambiguous words, unclear words, al-alfazul kinaya, so it all tahtaju ila niyya. So what was his intention? He says he made intention of talaq and divorce, the talaq will take place. If he says he didn't make any intention, so then they still husband and wife and so forth. The way it seems to me, so remember that the way the question is phrased, that he did not really make intention for talaq. He just wanted his wife to realize that what he is providing her is much more comfort and luxury compared to her parents' place. But anyway, you better go to your local imam or jamiyat and ulama there and ask them, both of you should go, so you get the story from both parties. So in that case there, that is what you should do.
Mufti Saab, we will be visiting Oman. Are we allowed to read Salah behind the Imam if he is an Ibadi?
Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, I visited New Zealand thrice, and one day I booked my ticket that from Auckland I will come there to Muscat, you see. So that is your Oman, O-M-A-N. So yeah, it is Muscat and Salalah and so forth. I even met the Grand Mufti there, Mufti Khalil, and I told him, Sheikh, I want your kitab. So he gave me his fatwa kitab and so forth. Regarding this Ibadis, remember, initially they were very strict. They used to have the belief of the Khawarij. Khawarij are one group, remember. They say, Manir takaba kabiratan, that whosoever, you must remember, that commits a major sin, then he goes out of the fold of Islam. So that is now, but they have changed all that now. So today the fatwa is, if you are in Muscat, if you are in Salalah, you are in Oman, very beautiful country, but very expensive. expensive. Mawlana, before you drink water, you have to make istikhara. One small bottle of water, if you do the conversion, is 20, 25, 30 rand, you know. So very, very expensive. So we spent 2-3 nights there. Salalah, beautiful place. So I was very impressed, very safe and so forth. So the fatwa we give is, I read Salat behind him, I'm telling you, behind Mufti Khalil and so forth. So mashallah, our fatwa will be, yes, it is permissible to perform and read Salat behind them.
Mufti Saab, at the airport, there are thousands of bottles of uncollected Zamzam water. The airport is going to discard it if no one collects it. Are we allowed to take from it?
Remember that in the airport, if there is thousands of bottles there and cans there and the Zamzam is lying and they're going to just throw it away, so you Muslims go there and take it, remember that, and you can use it or give it to somebody who is really poor, who hasn't been there to Mecca and so forth and so on. So yeah, also we should remember that we must be such that we can't allow them just to throw the Zamzam away and so forth. So remember, it must be taken. So you Muslims who are nearby the airport, O.R. Tambo Airport, so they are the people that they should go and collect all the Zamzam and give it to people who haven't been to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara and so forth. Insha'Allah, Allah Ta'ala will reward you.
Mufti Saab, can you explain why we are asked 3 and not 1 or 2 questions in the Qabr?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, He is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as He pleases, you must remember. So nobody can question the authority of Almighty Allah. Why Allah made you a male? Why Almighty Allah made 7 skies? Why Almighty Allah made 7 days in the week? So 1,000,000,000 questions like that you can ask. So that is la yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Whatever Almighty Allah does, no one in the entire universe has the authority, power to question Him, Almighty Allah. And He alone, He has the power, remember, to question me and you. So whatever He wants to, and any creation He wants to. So that's a foolish question, actually, remember that. Inna Allah Ta'ala witrun yuhibbul witra. Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers, and then that's why He got 3 questions. But the real reason is Allah does as He pleases. Why it rained yesterday? So remember, you can ask that question also. So remember that Allah Jalla Wala's decree is what is the thing that will happen, and not our degrees. Our degrees won't help. It's only the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Saab, if the husband is not in favor of keeping his mother-in-law for an extended time, should a wife convince him or leave it?
It all depends. You know the tabiat, and you know, you must remember that your husband's nature, and that if he is such that he is a big-hearted person and it won't make your marriage suffer in the long term, so then it's fine, try and convince him. But if your husband is a short fuse, tomorrow your wife goes, your mother goes away, after 1 month, 2 months staying there, then any small thing happen, he will throw it in your face. Yeah, I kept your mother here for 1 week, for 1 month, and thus, and you telling me. So rather than tell your mother, just spend 2-3 days and then go back home. So you can't give one blanket ruling, remember this. So remember, it is what we should understand, that when a person, everybody's tabiat, nature, disposition is different.
For a second umrah, does the man need to shave the head again?
Every umrah a person performs, you must shave your hair or cut your hair. One South African, I don't know from which city he comes, he made umrah first time, then he made umrah the second time, and he came back home. He didn't cut the hair, didn't shave the hair. He said, I got no hair. It doesn't mean what you think is sharia. How you make salam in salat, to come out of salat, to come out of the state of ihram, consecration, you have to, you must remember that shave your hair or cut your hair and so forth. Ramadan Mubarak, some people make Umrah every day, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, they stay there. Every time they must cut their hair. You don't have to go to the barber, you can cut it yourself also. You just take the shaver and cut it. So upon you, brother, there will be a dam. You will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. Now you just went out, you wear your normal clothes, you wore it, you use soap, you use shampoo, 101 violations you did. So one goat or one sheep must be slaughtered there in Makkah Mukarrama, and that is mandatory damul jinaya, and the meat must be given to the poor people. You say you're back in Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, Pretoria, wherever. So thousands of people are going now for Umrah. Give them $300 or what have you, and $250, $300, and you, the brother, go to Kuday, Kuday, and there in Kuday, you must remember that in Kuday, there is, you must remember, where the places of the goats and the sheep and so forth and so on. So that is how you must remember, you pay them and tell them slaughter the animal in front of you. So then they will do that, and tell them that is including the slaughtering. So just now you start fighting and arguing there.
Mufti Saab, what is the status of the Musallis reading Salah on the pavements and streets, and even in the Haram, if they are in front of the Imam in Medina?
Whether they are in Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara or any part of the world, if the people are reading the first Salat and they are in front of the Imam, so remember that Salat is null and void and not permissible. Yes, by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, because the Sufuf and the rows are in circles, so the direction where the Imam is, now let's say he's facing the eastern wall, where the golden door is, right, is right in front, and now he's reading Salat there. So remember, you on the other three sides, so you're nearer to the Kaaba compared to him, so that is permissible. You're not in that direction. But if you are in his direction and you're in front of the Imam, then your Salat is not valid. Today the Saudis, they don't worry. So majority of the time nowadays, the Imam stands, he's facing, you must remember, the southern wall, and that is between Hajar Aswad and Rukn Yamani, and people are standing there and so forth. So according to Shafi'is, Hanafis, Hanbalis, the Salat is null and void. And one verdict, not even a proper verdict, Waqila. Qila means a weak verdict of, you must remember, the Malikis, they say is Jais. So the Saudis, they have destroyed Islam. You must remember, whether it is Tawheed, believing in a one of Almighty Allah, they fear America, Israel more than they fear Allah, and therefore they can't even take the word Yahud in their Jummah khutbah. So I translate every week in Makkah. For the past how many weeks they never took the name Yahud. They will use some fairy tales, you know, Adu and Sahyuniya and words like that, enemies or Zionists, but not Yahud, you see. So they fear them, the Americans and the Jutlas, more than they fear Allah. So what Tawheed is that? They destroyed the Salat. You must remember Jummah Azan, they give before time the first Azan, and then your fasting and Hajj, they destroy it with the Munsamis. Zakat also, they destroy it. You can't give Zakat to this organization. Haramis they are. So yeah, also in the Haramain, they just tell people read Salat anywhere. So remember that if they want, they can control it. So you as the Musalli, you need to be very careful. Similarly nowadays, and the people are also to blame, that people just read Salat. You must remember, anywhere that they read Salat, they in the hotels, the hotel is so far, but because the sound system is such, you can hear the sound of the Imam, but there's no ittisali sufuf, the serfs are not carrying on, so that Salat is not valid. You must remember that, how they read Salat in their palace and so forth. So remember, they say it's permissible, but we will agree with that. They must be sufuf, the rows must carry on, and then only is your Salat valid. So both parties are to blame, the people also and the government also.
Mufti Saab, is it allowed to study and practice actuarial science?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us in the Noble Quran, you must remember that regarding riba, interest and things that are related, connected to interest. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that it is what? Haram al-riba, that interest totally, absolutely haram. And then in Surah 2, verse 279, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you do not abstain, refrain from interest, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's haram for you Muslim students to go and enroll and study this. You want to go in the lion's den, and then you say you got hurt and so forth. You know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, "Kunna nattaqi riba wa riba." We stayed far, far away from riba, interest, usury, sood, viaj, and anything that imitated it and looked like it, we stayed away. But today, people want to legalize it through the back door. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun.
Is it allowed to read your salah on a flight? Because I heard it is not accepted. You have to repeat your salah when you reach your destination.
Remember that when a person is in a plane and it is salat time and you stand and you read your salat and you face the Qibla, there's no need to repeat it. We reject that ka in an mankan. That fatwa we don't accept. So remember that your salat is valid, provided you were standing in the state of wudu, you read your salat and you face Qibla. Yes, a person who's not old, not sickly, then you are able to stand, you set and read salat because of turbulence or because of whatever reason, or you didn't face Qibla. So yes, you must read salat on time. But then in that case, there where you didn't face Qibla or you did not stand and you are a person who are able to stand, then in those situations, then you must repeat the salat after you reach your destination.
Mufti Saab, the fire in America, is it a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you justify to a kafir when they say, why are the poor innocent people caught in the punishment?
It's only a moron who will say it is not a punishment. I just gave you the reasons now. So you must remember they had the award, reward festival of the movies, and one movie was called God the Creator of the Universe. It got no votes and they made a mockery of it, and we don't believe in God and this is a godless society and so forth and so on. Second one, we know for past 70 years America's oppression, transgression and their apartheid, how they supporting Israel, billions and trillions of dollars they gave. You must remember Israel, and yet the Haramis cannot beat Hamas. So remember, this will lead to the disintegration of America, inshallah, like how the Soviet Union entered into Afghanistan, and after 10 years when they finished up, then the whole Soviet Union was finished and became Russian Federation. So inshallah, this is my analysis. If it's right, fa in kana sawaban fa min Allah, it's from Allah, wa in kana khata and from minni wa min ash-shaytan. If it's wrong, then it's my mistake and it's from Satan and Shaitan. So America will fall, their 50 states one by one will fall, and inshallah they fed up and they were furious with their government. You're sending billions and billions to Israel, and yeah, with the firefighters are being paid $5 and $10 a day, and you're cutting everything, yeah, and so forth. Now the American public is waking up and swearing their politicians and so forth and so on. So America will fall, Israel will fall, and the Arab Tanpot dictators will fall. Very important things will happen now, this year, next year, and you might even meet Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember, that is Allah's system. I don't know when, but it is just, you understand, things are happening at such a rapid pace. I just give you one verse from the Noble Quran, 100% punishment, and we have no sympathy, empathy for them. Wa idha aradna, and when we pass the verdict and decree, أنهلك قرية. We want to destroy a city, a country. أمرنا مترفيها. We command the people who are very rich, people who are millionaires, billionaires, actors, actresses, that they must ففسقوا فيها. They must commit every crime. Go and see the prostitution there, the gay business, fornication, adultery, Hollywood, all that there, the haramis. Then when they commit every crime and justify it, lesbian, gay, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ, then the verdict is passed and established against them. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا, we crush them to pieces, we decimate them and so forth. And we say this is because of Gaza and Palestine and so forth. The haramis want to steal the West Bank also, now the jutlas. So chapter 17 verse 16, if you say it's not a punishment, you go to the psychiatrist, according to me you're a madcap, you understand, you got donkey brains. As far as children go, innocent people go, so when there's an earthquake, then also you must remember what happens, their children and them pass away. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innakum tub'athuna yawm al-qiyama ala niyatikum. When you are in an area and that area is wiped out, so everybody will be resurrected according to their intention, for all children and babies and so forth. The children who have not obtained the age of puberty, maturity, we say they all go to Jannah and paradise. It becomes a blessing for them and is a blessing in disguise.
If you take an injection on your buttocks, will your wuzu break?
When things come out from the body, for example, urine and, you know, urinating, defecating, wind and so forth, so that will break the wuzu. Things going in don't break. So if you give you injection on your hand or injection on your buttocks and so forth, so nothing will happen. Your wuzu is valid, your fast is valid, so everything is good, my brother, sister.
If any blood oozes out after the injection, will the wuzu break?
Yes, according to the Hanafis, you must remember that if they gave you injection on your hand or they gave you injection on your buttocks and now you had a quack, you understand, such a doctor who doesn't know what he's doing or a nurse, and then they made a mistake and now the blood is oozing out. So remember the Hanafis say, Al-Hudu min kulli damin sa'ilin hadith in Mishkat Sharif. It's weak hadith, but the Hanafis use it. So then the Hudu is broken, that is the Hanafi fatwa and verdict. According to the Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, when you must remember that they gave you an injection on your arm or on your buttocks, so remember, and from there the blood oozed out, your huzu is still valid, but you must stop the blood because the blood itself is najis and impure. So what will break huzu according to Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's? Kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain, that comes out from the front passage and the back passage, that will nullify the wudu, not the blood that comes out from different parts of the body. So it's an academic discussion, but we should understand the principle behind it.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to make dua in English in any posture in sunnah or nafil salah?
In Salat itself, you can't be making dua in any language besides Arabic. You read Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, you read all the Rabbanas, you know, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azab al-nar. You read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurata ayun. So all that you read in Salat, in Sujood, in Sajda, prostrating, permissible. But you go read in English, African, Zulu, German, Dutch and Chinese, your Salat will be broken. Not permissible to do that. Out of Salat, then in Sajda, you want to speak to Allah in any language, you're out of Namaz, out of Salat, totally permissible. Tahajjud time, you woke up today, nowadays, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and in the ending, you go into Sajda, and you beg Almighty Allah for yourself, for the Ummah, for victory in Palestine and in Sudan and Kashmir, Kashmir and Syria and Libya and in Burma and all parts of the world. So in a case like that, you speak to Allah in sujood, in sajda, any language, totally permissible. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is, you must remember, when he is in sujood, in sajda. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So make abundant dua in that posture, in that position, that is whilst you are in sujood and sajda and prostrating.
Mufti Sahib, if a person is fasting and enters a room where someone is smoking, and so breathe some of the smoke, is his fast invalidated?
So in a case like that, if you take our wives, our mothers, sisters, they enter the kitchen and they are cooking and baking and Allah alone knows what else, so there's so much smoke there sometimes. So remember, all that is inadvertently, unintentionally, so then the fast will not break of that person. Yes, the person who is smoking and he's fasting, his or her fast will break, but that person who entered that room where they smoke and so forth, so his or her fast will not break, because it's unintentional also, and it's something you can't avoid also. May all Almighty Allah reward Mu Salim Kareem and Appa and family. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.